under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on in to Hump Day Wednesday, August 5th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Election Day is over. And basically, one out of five registered voters participated in yesterday's low turnout primary election. President Trump's endorsements proved to be the winning ticket on the Republican side. Democrats anointed Jocelyn Benson to be the candidate for governor. Fight going on still in the U.S. Senate side for the Democrats. But party unity, brought to you by President Donald Trump, his endorsed candidate for governor, John James, easily defeated Perry Johnson. Jack Bergman easily defeated his two opponents. He's going back to Congress. John James is the Republican candidate that will be voted on against Jocelyn Benson in November to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. Congratulations to the winners. We'll see how this turns out. But here are the real numbers. In the state of Michigan, you have to understand that we have 7,359,866 registered active voters. If you round it up, 7.4 million. The turnout for this primary was 21.8%. Basically, just a hair over one out of five registered voters took the time to pick the candidates for November. 1,603,572 out of 7.4 million. Absentee ballots returned 1,380,701. People who voted early, the 9 days early voting across the entire state of Michigan, 139,608, and only 83,263 voted on election day in person. What this tells us is that absentee ballots now win you the election. If you're not chasing absentee ballots, if you're not running your ads early, you're wasting your time, you're wasting your money. If you don't spend the resources to chase absentee ballots, you lose. It's that simple. What is chasing absentee ballots? Well, a lot of people, 1,924,895 people are on the permanent vote-by-mail voter list. When the ballots are prepared, when the proofs have been reviewed, when the local clerks are going to send them out, you need to have that list if you're a candidate and you need to put a mailer or go knock on somebody's door if they are on the permanent vote-by-mail voter list. If you don't do it, you're going to lose. We're going to break down the numbers. We're going to talk about it all. But John James versus Jocelyn Benson for governor in November. Donald Trump's endorsement won the day. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
We've all heard about the major systems in our bodies, like the digestive, respiratory, nervous, and cardiovascular systems. But there's one essential system discovered in the 90s that you probably never heard of. It makes all of the other systems work smoothly with each other. Like a conductor ensuring the different sections of an orchestra all play a beautiful symphony together. This system is called the endocannabinoid system. It has been acknowledged and studied by scientists extensively with support from the National Institutes of Health. As we age, the system weakens. As a result, the different systems in our body stop working together smoothly. That's one of the reasons older adults struggle with pain, inflammation, cognitive decline, and other ailments of aging, for which doctors often prescribe dangerous and addictive pharmaceuticals. But here's the game changer. The system can be restored faster using hemp-derived CBD. When the system is restored, pain subsides, sleep is improved, and stress is reduced. When the system is restored, disease progression can slow down, and years are added to your life, as well as years spent in good health. And 20% of seniors are already using CBD today for pain, arthritis, cancer symptoms, sleep disorders, Alzheimer's, and many other ailments of aging.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
I knew it all along, I'd have to come back home, 'cause it's living on the road. Only made me
tired. Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Favorite truck driving song ever, Amazing Rhythm, Aces, No End in Sight. After being out on the road 4 to 6 weeks, 12 to 14,000 miles. That's it. I'm done. I'm going home. Couple of numbers to look at. Absentee ballots returned out of the 1,603,572, which is the total number of people who actually took the time to vote. 21.8% of our registered voters. Well, let's talk about that number for 1 second. One out of five registered voters, not to count the population, but actually registered voters. 7.4 million registered. Well, you have to ask yourself, how do you feel about being most likely possibly the four people that didn't bother to vote? One out of five voted, four out of five did not. You basically now got candidates to represent us in Washington and Lansing as the next governor, secretary of state, attorney general, state senator, state representatives, U.S. congressman, and a U.S. senator. Mike Rogers on the Republican side, of course, was unopposed. They're fighting it out still, counting ballots down in Wayne County for the Democrat side. Projections are saying that El Sayed, progressive U.S. Senate candidate, Muslim, part of the Bernie Sanders crowd, wants to get rid of ICE, Medicare for all, money out of politics, is actually projected to win and beat U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens by fewer than 20,000 votes. With 95% of the vote counted, El Sayed has 48.6 to Stevens 47.4. A gap of right now 19,257 votes. Although the margin was not mathematically insurmountable, it appeared unlikely Stevens can close it. Most of the outstanding votes were in Wayne County, where Stevens performed best. But only 5% of the vote is left to be counted. NBC and several other news outlets called the race for El Sayed, but he has not yet declared victory. Republicans and Democrats alike have held off on issuing any official statements about the results. While enthusiasm was high at El Sayed's election night party, where a capacity crowd packed the Majestic Theater. Well, the very controversial influencer Hassan Piker also attended. And if you look at the counties that may have proven to be her downfall, El Sayed posted double-digit margins in Oakland, Washtenaw, and Kent counties. This is where he won by huge margins that Wayne County is not going to overcome. However, once the Detroit ballots became coming in Detroit and other polling counting areas, El Sayed's lead shrank actually to low single-digit numbers. Senator Mallory McMorrow, who ended her campaign July 5th, remained on the ballot, but she only got 4% of the vote. Unlike Mike Cox on the Republican side, who got closer to 12%. people who voted early, people who voted absentee, basically allowed their ballots to stand for Mike Cox. Now, it probably wouldn't matter in the end anyway, because when he dropped out, he endorsed John James. So if his voters voted for James, it still would have been a major victory for John James over Perry Johnson. Very interesting. And the biggest and most interesting part, Abdul El-Sayed won despite the fact that AIPAC, American Israeli Political Action Committee, spent more money in support of Haley Stevens. This is huge, huge slap in the face to them. The numbers, if you actually look at it, is as follows. El-Sayed wins Michigan despite the largest AIPAC spending campaign in history. The statement coming from Our Revolution, the nation's largest independent political organization group founded by Senator Bernie Sanders, is celebrating a major election victory for the progressive movement in Michigan. As Abdul El-Sayed won the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate after overcoming the largest AIPAC spending campaign in American history. With our revolution endorsed candidate, William Lawrence is winning his congressional primary. Donovan McKinney is holding a strong lead in his race. And Rashida Tlaib, once again, demonstrating the enduring strength of Michigan's progressive movement, are all results underscoring the growing power of grassroots organizing over corporate money. Stop and think about that. Self-made millionaire Sri Thanadar is losing to somebody who's never even had a job. Donovan McKinney. Very interesting. Joseph Gievergies, executive director, stated last night, Michigan delivered one of the clearest messages of this election cycle. People power can beat big money. Abdul El-Sayed was outspent nearly 12-1, facing the single largest race AIPAC investment in history, with their tens of millions of dollars from billionaire-backed super PACs determined to buy this election. But they couldn't buy what mattered most, the trust of the working people. Abdul refused corporate PAC money, built a grassroots movement that reached hundreds of thousands of voters, and won anyway. This victory did not happen overnight. It was built through years of organizing by communities across Michigan with moral clarity in organizing infrastructure of the uncommitted movement. This helped reshape the political conversation and mobilize thousands of new voters demanding a Democratic Party that listens to the base instead of listening to the biggest donors. The same organizing strength is showing up across the ballot tonight. Again, Donovan McKinney, William Lawrence are running strong. Rashida Tlaib's commanding victory demonstrates the enduring strength of Michigan's progressive movement. Ordinary people understand what's happening in this country. They know the economy is rigged against working families. They know our campaign finance system allows billionaires and special interests to buy power. And they're tired of a political establishment that too often protects that broken system instead of confronting it. Michigan voters rejected the idea that elections can simply be bought, and they rejected a politics that asked them to settle for the status quo. 60 million dollars spent in television ads and other super PAC spending. Well, young people, working people, independents, and a growing coalition of voters rejecting corporate control of our politics stood up and voted yesterday. Instead, voters are choosing leaders who will challenge corporate greed and fight for economic populist solutions to address the crisis facing this country instead of simply managing its decline. That's not only the coalition Democrats needed to win Michigan, it's the coalition that can rebuild the Democratic Party and defeat the authoritarian right across the country. Tonight's results should end the myth that billionaire money and AIPAC spending determine our politics. The future belongs to movements that organize, not interests that buy elections. Our revolution will continue organizing through the general election to ensure this seat remains a stronghold for working class leadership in one of the nation's most politically consequential states, end quote, was their press release. El Sayed, Bernie Sanders, AOC, influencers. These people are basically now controlling the Democrat Party in the state of Michigan. Hassan Piker said we deserve 9/11. They want to eliminate ICE. They want to eliminate private health care insurance across the country, but most importantly here in Michigan, Medicare for all. You younger people out there, you're not going to have a employer-paid health insurance plan. You're going to be put on Medicare with the seniors, a government-run health insurance. It's going to be interesting. Come November, let's see if they support Jocelyn Benson versus John James. El Sayed could, if he defeats Rogers, be the first Muslim U.S. senator in Washington. Bottom of the Hour News, we'll be right back. This is